Welcome, everybody. Share number 1589. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Bevaran Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalema Yaakov Ben Sara. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. So, okay, I just want to go through interesting. We started talking about the halachas of Muksa with Eichel, Eichel and Amashkim, food and drinks and these type of things. We've said it's not Muksa. I just want to go through the Shulchan Aruch, see what the halacha is per se, how the Shulchan Aruch comes out exactly. Okay, so the it's in Simen Shin Yud. As we said, Muksa goes the basics of Muksa. There's more spread out on the other parts of Shulchan Aruch, but the basics of Muksa of Shin is in Simen Shin Ches, going all the way up to Simen Shin Yud Beis. There's some in the Reish Ayin's a little bit here and there, but be it as it may, there's some parts of Buses over there. But Shin Ches, like we said, till Shin Yud Beis, that's the main crux of Muksa. So in Shin Yud, we started with Shin Ches, which of course were in the beginning, and Shin Ches is one of the biggest simonim in all of Shulchan Aruch, and Shabbos for sure. Very interesting. So, you know, one would think, what about Muksa is a drabbanan? What about the derises? I once heard Rabelski, Zech Tzadik Levrach, mentioned that taka by drabbanan, certain rabbanans especially, that Chazal were very afraid that people shouldn't be mezalzel, and they went very deep into various different halachas, how to explain it and so on, and many very large chunks of the Shulchan Aruch, especially in Shabbos, have to do with the Rabbanans per se, that we have to understand that a person can be mezalzel just because we say, quote unquote, it's a Rabbanan and not a D'oraisa. A person has to be very careful. You have that in Bishul. We spoke about way back when we're learning the halachas of Bishul, cooking, how there are various, most of the gezeiras in Bishul, the halachas in Bishul have to do with the Rabbanans. I mean, in general, nobody's, on Shabbos, nobody's taking out a raw piece of chicken and cooking it up. You know, most people know they're not supposed to do that. Most people are not doing that. So that's not even the issue. But the issue is various different Rabbanans where Chazal felt, has to be protected, the malacha itself, papir as made, but certain Rabbanans, person has to know that they can't be mezalzel, even though it might be a Rabbanan, as in the case of all of Muksa. Obviously, all of Muksa, nothing is derisive. It's all Rabbanans. We have to be extremely, extremely careful to keep every prat the right way. Okay, so getting back to what about Eichel? What about food? So says the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Yud, Sif Beis. Ein Shum Eichel Tolosh. There's no Eichel that is not attached to the ground. In other words, cut from the ground, separated, right? Regular food that's edible food, if you want to call it, a royal achila, that's what he says, that's fit to be eaten, muksa le Shabbos, that would be muksa and Shabbos. In other words, as long as it's fit to be eaten, even though it might not taste so good or whatever the case might be, or it might, like we spoke about, it might be set aside for a simcha, or might be set aside for some other purpose, food is not muksa if it's edible. That's the point over here. Now, what do we mean by tolish, right? What do we mean by that? So we spoke about in the past, and we'll try and get to again, obviously, in the halachas of Muksa, so an item that is attached to a tree or some, let's say, a fruit attached to a tree. I'm giving an example, but any fruit, any food that's still attached to the ground, to its natural sources, would be Muksa, even though it might have fallen off on Shabbos. Obviously, if it's still attached and you pull it off, that's one of the lametes malachas of Kaitzer. You can't detach something from its natural source, right? Like I pull an apple off a tree on Shabbos, that is one of the lametes malachas. That's not a question of muksa, that's one of the lametes malachas. But now let's say, good, so very nice, the apple fell off Shabbos morning. Okay, so the apple fell off Shabbos morning, so Shabbos afternoon I'd like to take a snack and take that apple and eat it. That would be my snack, right? Can't do that because the apple is muksa, because of the fact that it was attached by Bein HaShemashes before going into Shabbos. If it falls off on Shabbos, it is still muksa. So that's an interesting thing. Tolish, that's why he says, that's why the Shulchan Aruch is telling us detached. It's not attached, so therefore It's fine. Okay, so, but in that case, again, if it fell off on Shabbos, it's also muktzeh, right? So we have to keep in mind, it's even more than just the tallish part, it's even more than just the detached part, but we have to know when it came off. In other words, an apple that fell off the tree Thursday, and it's still sitting on the ground, so fine. So if I want to go take it and eat it, that I could do. I do want to mention offhand, I try and chaz review all these things as we go down the road, how important they are, right? If somebody's, let's say, in the country or whatever the case is, they're on a vacation, and or in their own backyard, and they want to start gathering some fruits that fell down under the tree. That is taka, one of the lamentes melachas. Also, that's one of the lamentes melachas of ma'amer gathering. Again, we try and review these things as we go down the road. Obviously, it's not just a one or two times shear that we want to, you know, learn about, but we have to keep it in mind constantly. These are things that come up all the time. So, gathering fruits which fell under a tree would be another one of the lamentes melachas of ma'amer. Pulling it off the tree would be kaitzer, and if it fell, that's two of the lamentes malachas, and if it fell off the tree on Shabbos, it's not one of the lamentes malachas. Let's say it fell off Shabbos morning, it became ripe, it fell off, so then that would still be muksa the entire Shabbos. So that's an important point. Okay, we're going to continue with this all-important subject upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. As lachem baruch kol tov.